first, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanda Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanda Forbes. OnandaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanda.
Hola, Randy.
You know, I was going to say that. I was going to say, hola, ¿cómo está? How's your Spanish? Is it getting better?
Well, I've discovered Google Translate where you can either do enter word text or you can put the camera on and just put it like on a label if you don't know what you're looking at in a grocery store or so on.
That's the easiest way to do it. So we should get everyone, all our listeners caught up on where you are and what you've been doing for the last few weeks, because we're talking about long stays. That's what you've been doing.
That's right. We've had the opportunity to spend a few months in Mexico. Beautiful destination to be in, sunny and warm. Lovely to see the ocean as well as enjoy the pool every day if you want to. And we escaped during the polar vortex in mid-January.
Well, lucky for you, that's the whole idea, right? Is to escape winter for the most part. But now, I never really thought about this, but it really is a different mindset, isn't it? Like you sort of have to prepare, you know, your home here for not being here. There's lots of things you have to consider, right? Maybe we can run through some of them.
Right. So to get ready to leave, what we did was, you know, check out what our insurance requirements were as far as checking on the house while we were away and engaging somebody to do that. What we did too is we suspended our car insurance, not fully because it still has to be covered for fire and theft, but it reduces the cost of the insurance while you're away and your vehicles are just parked. So there's different things you have to do with regards to going electronic with bills, as well as ensuring that the people who need to know are away, like your neighbors, if, you know, just so that if there's any suspicious activity. And then in creating where we wanted to go, we had to do a lot of research, because one thing we really did have to tell ourselves is that we're not on vacation, we're living at the destination. So it's important to do your research, because the destination you choose has to be what you want to experience. Is it culture? Is it history? Is it the opportunity to be busy? Or do you want to be laid back and relaxed? Or, you know, where do you want to go? So that's hugely important. And then you have to check out, you know, how you're going to live. Like, is it going to be a VRBO, an Airbnb? And talk to people that have been on a long stay. And it's surprising how many people have chosen this lifestyle to get away from winter, whether it's because, you know, airfares are going up so much that they just want to get the best value out of their airfare. They want to escape winter, or they just want to be adventurous and start something new. And a lot of it is you go to some place, you know, for your holiday, and then you tend to go back and explore further. And then it just builds into thinking, okay, where do I want to go for a longer period of time? And if you do go, I wouldn't do it all in, maybe just a month or two before really committing to the full winter, because you really don't know until you get there really what life is as a local, because, you know, you have to figure out, where do I get my groceries? How do I manage my phone? Like, do I get a local eSIM card? And who that provider will be? What's the local bus system or transit system? So for an example, one of the things we discovered while we were here was an app called InDrive. It's like Uber, but it's really popular in the Puerto Vallarta area and surrounding communities. One thing that draws us to that is that a lot more of the fare goes towards the driver versus the company. So we like that as well. And also, you won't really know if this kind of lifestyle is for you for maybe even up to a month, because you're experiencing different things every day. with regards to what you have to do. Like, you have to have water to drink and maybe to cook in. And how do you get that water? Like, we're living in a condo where we can just ask, we pay 60 pesos to the management, and they bring up a huge bottle of water for us to use that lasts us a week. So just little things like that you have to experience, just being there and being cautious and just talking to locals or the expat community at your destination is really helpful. I met this lady who's actually from White Rock, BC, and she was telling me all the different ways like you can call. I work here while I'm here. It's not just leaving Canada and I'm done with my work. I work while I'm here. And just even learning how to call 800 numbers or 888 numbers or just little things that crop up in conversation that you wouldn't know maybe instantaneously while you research the destination.
Yeah, and you bring up a lot of good points because the one thing that struck me is it is a different mindset, right? You're not on vacation. You're there to basically live for a month or two or three or however long you're going to be there. And the other thing is the technology does make it a lot simpler, right? Like you were talking about some of the apps that you can use for language and those types of things. And working from home is a lot easier now. So, and just the fact that there's so many different options now too with Airbnbs or VRBOs or however way you want to choose that, and it again, it's just a different mindset, and you and all these things that you talk about come up. You don't think about them until they come up, right?
Like one of the things I'm using more is WhatsApp for phoning home or phoning to different parts of the world. Checking in on my clients. I have some that are in Africa right now, and I could just WhatsApp them, and it's just like talking, me calling you. So it, you take advantage of various tools that are out there, and so you might even take your Fire Stick that you have from home. Plug it into your smart TV if you have one at destination, and watch different shows that you're used to watching. You can stream Prime or Apple TV. You can stream like different sporting streaming company. So that's really important because the TV here is obviously for the local environment and the
Yeah.
community. So you may not get any English channel. So you kind of have to think about that too. A lot of people use YouTube to watch things now. So even your entertainment, kind of think about that as well. One of the most important things I've learned is that because I'm not a tourist, I'm living here, I don't have to do something every day. Like I don't
Yeah.
do something every day at home. So it's okay. Just, I work during the day, but on weekends I might just read my book.
Well, that's the whole point of it, right? It's just to
Yeah.
do your normal things that you would do here, but in a different environment and hopefully a warmer environment where you get to be outside a little bit more and be a little bit more active, right?
That's it. Because you want to take advantage for us, the weather, the opportunity to enjoy the ocean or the pool, the opportunity to just explore local cultures. We went on a tour about the second week we were here. We visited some beach towns like Los Arcos and a couple of others that you, it's kind of off the beaten track. But it was amazing how many expats live in these little towns that you may or may not have heard of. I remember going into one of the towns, and we ended up at the town square, and all these expats were playing pickleball. It was like, that's your community.
Exactly. Well, now again, I go back to my point of technology makes things so much easier to do things. You know, there's Facebook book groups now for expats. No, you can just pick a destination, and there's probably a Facebook group of expats there that you can get lots of insight from if you have any questions on how to do things. And then, you know, if you're worried about your home back home, there's organizations, there's companies that will look after things for you, shovel your driveway if you need that done, and then whatever you need done. They can do that for you if you don't have, you know, a group of friends, or don't want to burden your friends or family looking after your place.
Well, that's it exactly. And we researched it. There's a few that you can look up. You just Google home watch, and they come up, and they do exactly what you say with regards to checking on the house, maybe watering your plants if you have plants inside, shoveling the sidewalk, as well as just, you know, flushing the toilet, something simple as that, checking the pipes and such. So it's a good way to meet your home insurance requirements. It's a good way to the regular inspections can prevent damage from occurring by spotting the issues before they happen. Less likelihood of vandalisms and break-ins because they see somebody's monitoring the place, as well as if you need to start your car periodically.
Well, if there's a will, there's a way. If you really want to do it, there, like I said, there's lots of information and organization and groups out there, no matter what the destination you're looking at, to do a long stay. And I'm very envious, put it that way. When I see all your posts on Facebook and Instagram, it's like, oh, she's walking the beach today and things like that. Yeah, good on you. I like it. Oneta Forbes is a travel expert. Again, you can follow her adventures on her long stay near, I'm going to say near Puerto Vallarta because it's a different little community, but near Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Oneta Forbes. OnetaForbes.com is her website. Muchas gracias, señorita
All
Oneta.
right. Have a good week.